The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Package. In this episode, Elaine cannot receive medical treatment for her rash because of a reputation of becoming a difficult patient. Kramer offers Jerry a method to get a refund on his stereo that's 2 years out of warranty. And George discovers that Sheila, a clerk at a photo store, is looking at his pictures. Pretty famous episode. What did you think overall for this?
It took me a minute to remember what this episode was, and when he went to the photo place, I was like, "Oh, this is the fucking George, you know, topless episode."
Strong pecs, Micah. Strong pecs.
They weren't, and
no,
and they like they sell that picture. You can buy that picture of George. Splayed out over a couch, which is very odd. It's a very odd thing to have in one's house, in my opinion. But yeah, this was a fun episode. I thought it was silly, but in a good way. I think everyone did a pretty great job, and I dug it.
I thought this was okay. I like looking back, it's an okay episode. I mean, the standout is the George storyline to me. The Elaine storyline is just funny in like how far reaching it is all the way to the end. I didn't care much for the Jerry stereo thing, except for Newman. Newman's the person to watch in that storyline. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. Like, it's decent. It starts out with Kramer and Newman sitting on a park bench reading newspapers, discussing their preferred conspiracy theory, basically. The Bermuda Triangle versus alien autopsies. And they're both like, oh, yeah, no, alien autopsies, totally real. So apparently these two are confirmed
lunatics.
Idiots. Yeah. Like, the common clay of the New West. Is there a conspiracy theory that you believe?
Christianity.
Yeah, that's a pretty, good one. That one's still going pretty good, pretty solidly. He said it. I didn't. Just for the record.
Well, you know, it's like black people calling each other nigger, right? Like, I can say it.
That's true. That's exactly what it's like. I agree. I'm trying to think of a conspiracy theory that I like. I'm a little. I don't think that like George Bush and the Bush administration like did 9/11, but I think there are a lot of fucking lies around 9/11. Like, some things are a little too convenient. Oh, we found the passport of the terrorist. It fell from the plane and landed on the ground. Yo, what are we, morons? Like, that's insane. That's insane to believe that. Like, oh, a piece of paper through fire and brimstone. It luckily floated down right in front of the, like, come on. You gotta be a moron to believe that. So yeah, like I sort of believe some of the conspiracies around that. What's the guy who does King Shark on the Harley Quinn cartoon?
Ron Funches.
Yeah, Ron Funches. He has a great conspiracy theory joke. I don't know if you've ever heard it. He's like, look, I don't have time to deal with people who don't believe in any conspiracy theories. He's like, you just think the government is batting 1,000 on telling us the whole truth? He was like, come on. He's like, listen, the government is responsible for all of its people. He's like, I'm a dad. I'm only responsible for one son. And I lie to that nigga all the time. Like, yo, it's a great joke, but it's true. Like, you can't possibly believe the government tells you everything. That's nuts. But
no, it's not. It's not in the government's best interest to be incredibly transparent. No matter how much people think they want it, like,
nah, you don't want that. You don't want that,
right? You really don't want that.
You'd be like, that's how many people you're killing? Jesus Christ! With my money? Yeah, with your money. They're killing 10 times the amount of people you think they're killing. So, and doing probably way worse shit than that. Contras. So yeah, I just found it funny that these both were like, oh yeah, no, alien autopsies. That's 100% correct. Elaine goes to the doctor and she gets her chart. She picks up her chart when the nurse walks out and sees that her, cause she's nosy. She sees that the chart actually says that she's difficult. And so she asks the doctor and she's like, yeah, like, why did it say that? Like when I had that appointment in 1992 and like, she goes into all this like difficult and annoying detail. And he's like, okay, no problem. I'll just erase it. And he erases it. And she goes, it was in pen. You fake erased. And he's just like, And he clearly writes down that she's being difficult again, which is hilarious to me. I hate going to the doctors. I feel really? Like they are writing mean things about me. Like, I feel like that's probably in my chart. I'm not difficult, but I don't trust it.
Well, if you think you're not difficult, you are difficult. You're difficult. You're difficult outside of being a patient. So I guarantee you are difficult as a patient.
Okay, that's fair. But fair.
And look, man, I understand you're a black man. You don't like going to the doctor.
No, I don't.
They're probably writing a bunch of like, this is when he's gonna die.
Yeah, I don't need. I don't need your racism. Get out of here.
But I need to go back. I need to go to the doctor more. Like I say all that. I try to go once a year, especially now. You know, I'm at the ripe. I'm getting to be prime age for old prostate cancer. You know what I mean? So, right. So,
hey, I've had to have it done. Hey, you want to do it? I'm like, I guess. Like, want to do it? No, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I'm fucking excited about it, you asshole. What the fuck? I'll just get it over with, for God's sake. I'm like, and he's what like, okay.
What kind of doctor says, hey, you want to do this? Like, since you're here.
Yeah, like, quite literally. Well, no, I don't want to do it. Yeah, like, oh, hey, I was just wondering if we could do a prostate exam today. Oh, yeah, dude, absolutely. It's not even on the list. I'm happy to do it. Like, nah, yo, get out of here. No, I'm not happy about it, but it's like, look, get it over with. Like, just get it over with. I've had to deal with that. And it's like, it's part of getting older. Don't not do it. Like, don't be those guys. Nah, yo, nah. You're going to die. Like, you're going to die. Like, don't do that.
I've never had that done.
Not fun.
I was watching Tokyo Vice a long time ago, and one of the characters is getting it done. I'm like, is that how it's done? Like, you're just like rolled up in the fetal position and just
they just like my doctor. Nah, yo, he's like, take a stare at that wall for a second. Wow, gotcha, nigga. Like it is what it is. And look, it doesn't take a long time. It's just uncomfortable. And it's like, not from a weird, like homophobic perspective, because like, if that was with somebody like you're with, that's different. It's just it's a middle-aged white man in a doctor's office. Yeah. It's not exactly hot or some sort of sexual exploration.
It's very clinical.
You know, it's extremely clinical. By the way, it fucking should be. What the fuck else is it supposed to be? All right, hold on, my nigga. Let me put on some sandalwood fucking incense. No.
Put on some Sade.
Yeah. Turn the smooth jazz off, yo. Like, turn it off, yo. Like, this is making me uncomfortable. Like, nah. So... No, it's supposed to be clinical, and it very much is. And you're like, cool, thanks. I'm going to go about on my way. Thank you. If we can make this the last moment of the visit so I can do this and just walk out and I don't have to see you for a fucking year, that'd be great. Like, get out of here. I don't want to hang around and chat it up. Like, nah. How are the kids? Fuck off. Just fuck off. Yeah, just something like... I can't imagine what that's like for somebody who is just like incredibly homophobic. I would rather have prostate cancer. Like, relax. But there are guys like that. Like, nah.
Well, go ahead and die then.
Yeah. Like, best of luck. It's not fun, but just like, just get it done. Don't look in my eyes. Like, let's just go. So yeah, she gets labeled as difficult, which of course Elaine doesn't think she is. I share her sentiment. We're being typecast, Elaine. I agree. Cut to Jerry's house. A guy comes from the postal service. He's like, "Hey, I got this package for you," and he's like, "Nah, I want to refuse the delivery." And this guy's like, "Why would you do that?" He's like, "I don't know. Like, this package is weird. I don't want it."
Look at it. I wasn't expecting it. Get out of here.
And it looked shady, right? And then he basically tells George, who comes over, like, "Oh yeah, like it could be a bomb." And George is like, "Who's bombing you? The airlines for all those stupid peanut jokes you make? The airline peanut jokes? Like, knock it off. Nobody cares."
But between the two of us, you are the one that is bombable.
Oh, no, that's I say way more inflammatory things online. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I was about to say. This we must come to a consensus on this.
No, I would never argue otherwise. if somebody's getting bombed through the mail, it's 100% me. Please don't. No, thank you. But no, that's 100% me. And I'm okay with that. Like, you know, I'm okay to, you know, be infamous. Like, you know, that's not bad. It's still a type of famous. A lot of people don't know that. Kramer's over there, and George is like, "Hey, so I've been kind of like flirting with this girl at a photo development store," which, by the way, sign of the times.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, you just go pick them up at Walmart at this point, or just have Google mail them to you, which is what I do. But he gets some pictures developed, and there's like a woman in like lingerie or bikini or whatever, like an image in his photos. And he's like, "Oh, this must be her, you know, sending me a message. I'm going to go ask her out." And Kramer's like, no, you got to play the subtle art of seduction, and you got to send her a racy photo back. Now, don't do that. You're a guy.
Yeah, that's a crime. For you.
Yeah, nah, yo, you can't just like, yeah, you can't hit it with the dick pic. Like, nah, that's a term. Look, the male body is utilitarian, as Elaine has pointed out. Women are a work of art. Like, that's different. You send him back a racy photo in your boxers?
No.
Screaming on a couch?
A long time ago, when I got my first DSLR, I wanted to take pictures, and me and my wife were like, "Oh, let's take some sexy pictures, right?" And it was very one-sided because you don't want to see me naked.
Did you have a tripod set up, my dude?
I used a DSLR.
Come on, yo. That's wild. That's wild. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I got to bring it in.
No, you don't. Take a picture outside. Knock it off. Nah, you don't need to do that.
I still got them pictures.
Nah, burn them, yo. Burn them, yo.
they're on one specific memory card.
You wild, yo. Don't.
What am I supposed to do? Take them on my phone? iCloud auto sync that shit?
Nah, I wouldn't recommend that.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Don't take pictures of yourself naked ever, unless you're planning on it getting on the internet. Ever. No. Your son's going to find him. He's going to upload it to his friends and laugh at you and shit. Nah, fuck that. Nope. Nah. I keep it in the old spank bank. Like, just keep it up here. Mm-mm, you can't crack this until there's some Johnny Mnemonic shit going on. No. Mm-mm. No way. And I would never take a picture of my wife on my phone. You're out of your fucking mind.
That's what I'm saying. Don't do it on your phone. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, they broke into my iCloud. Of course they did.
You might as well get a billboard at that point.
Just upload it to Pornhub yourself. Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get some cash for this. Like, you might as well throw it up on RedTube. No way. No way. That's crazy. Like, one of the wildest things you can do, I think the image name is something like DSC0001 or something like that. Like, that's a default name for a lot of cameras' very first image. If you Google that and Google image, so much nudity, because that's the first thing people do is that they take a naked picture of themselves. So much. And then they have it on, like, some sort of public thing that they don't realize is public. I think it's DSC 001 or something like that. But yeah,
I think it is. I take enough pictures and all the default options are, let's see.
Yeah, DSC.
Yeah, DSC and then a bunch of numbers.
Yep.
DSC and a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, but yeah, if you take Safe Search off, you know, like, boy, you're going to see a lot, like a lot. And actually, if you don't put any space like between it, like it comes out a lot. But it used to be worse because like people realize, oh, yeah, I should probably like rename it. But whole lot of porn. So he's like, all right, I'm going to send her back a picture. And Jerry's like, I wouldn't recommend this. No. Uncle Leo accepts Jerry's package for him because he thinks that Jerry was just joking. And the mailman knows Leo. So he's like, all right, cool. Like, no problem. Here, you can have the package. Elaine continues to go to different doctors and is continuing to be labeled difficult. Jerry gets a call from Leo. And Leo is like, hey, I got your package. And Jerry's like, all right, you can open it. And then there's like an explosion. And it turns out it wasn't because of the bomb, a potential bomb. It was because he left like oven cleaner inside the oven, like an idiot, like the whole canister and heated up and exploded. It singed his eyebrows and his mustache off, which is a good look, obviously. Cut back to Kramer taking racy pictures.
That was my one fear when we first got this house and I was dealing with not dealing with propane, but like we have a gas line directly into our grill.
Yo, this story is, oh, I thought you were telling the other story. I was like, that's a crazy fucking story, but go ahead.
And yeah, that was my big fear, right? Because I had never worked with a gas grill before. I'm like, oh shit. And there's been times where like the flame has gotten a little too high, to the point where I had to ruin the food and I had to fucking douse the shit. And somebody was like, just keep a squirt bottle with you. Nah, yo, yeah. I don't want to lose my facial hair, yo. Especially my eyebrows.
Nah, that would be a wild look. You show up with fucking nothing. Oh my God. Like, nah, this is going to be me for like 6 months. Like, wouldn't recommend it. God damn. Nah, if that's something like that happened to me, yo, I'm just getting the permanent tattoo. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to do like the Asian ladies and just get my eyebrows tattooed on my face. Like, my eyebrows aren't that thick as to begin with. Like, it's fine. I might use a little Beijing as I look at my image now. Like, help my shit out. I'm told I have very nice eyelashes, but as far as eyebrows go, they look fine. They're just not very robust, which is fine because
they're not thick.
No, I don't want to look like I don't have like two Saddam Hussein caterpillar like mustache over my eyes. So it is what it is. Kramer takes these pictures of George. George looks ridiculous, and he tells George he has strong pecs, which makes him want to take his shirt off and really like show off. Nah, bro. Like you haven't done a push up or a bench press in what could only be decades. Like you need to relax.
I love Jason Alexander's enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's great. The scene. Like, the scene's iconic.
It's a great scene. Everything from like Kramer using reverse psychology to kind of get him to take his shirt off, and
right,
it's like, oh man, you got really good pecs, but you can't really see him under that shirt. Well, you think I should take it off? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know,
if you want to,
I think it would help. But you know, if you want to, then go ahead.
My God, who cares? Please don't.
Like, and then he just goes for broke, man. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Just titties akimbo. Like, all right, you got it. Not a great look. So George sends, George brings over his role to be developed to the young lady at the photo store. And he's like, oh, there's something in there, you check it out. And she's like, okay. He's like, I'll see you in an hour. And she's like, all right, I'm going to go to lunch. And she says to this dude that she works with, like, hey, can you develop this? And then she asks him, like, hey, that model that was in here the other day, she lost one of her lingerie shots. Have you seen it? And the guy's like, no, I haven't seen it. And he goes to develop Georgia stuff. Meanwhile, Kramer brings in Jerry to interrogate him about mail fraud because he thinks that Jerry tried to return a broken stereo, which, of course, Kramer did to get, like, a warranty or whatever. And Wayne Knight does such a great job in this scene as he's interrogating Jerry, as he's sitting under the hot lights and sweating profusely, and he's like, is it a little too hot in here for you, Seinfeld? And Jerry is not sitting under the heated lamp, and he's just, like, drinking a Dr. Pepper, and he's like, no, I'm fine, actually. I'm quite comfortable. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, but it's a very fun scene. Elaine asks Kramer to pretend to be a doctor so he can get her medical file. He goes in, fails because he's an idiot. George comes in to get his photos, and he runs into the dude who was developing it. And that guy, as he's walking out, that guy's like, hey. And he's like, hi.
Okay. Yo, the 2 second shot of just this dude, this close up of this dude's face and his smile is just hysterical to me.
Yeah. Well, and George is just like, the fuck is going on? Like, not there's anything wrong with that. The guy is clearly gay and is clearly taken with George. Back at the post office, as they're trying to nail Jerry for mail fraud, Kramer pulls up the pictures that he sees from the Photoshop, on whose authority I do not know, but the one of Jerry, you know, with a screwdriver next to his stereo, but more importantly, the, quote, ill-conceived mail-order pornography ring that George is a part of, and he pulls up the picture of George, you know, the picture that Kramer took. And also a picture that one guy from the photo store put in of himself shirtless, with his strong pecs coming out, which is wild. Like, those two images are absolutely fucking hilarious.
It's fun. Just the line delivery of, like, oh my god, and then they do the black guy's picture. Oh my god,
he's like, what the fuck. And so they, at the end, they all end up at the a vet hospital. And right before Elaine is called back, the guy gets a call from the American Medical Association, the doctor, and he's being told that Elaine is in fact difficult, and that's how the episode ends. Yeah, overall, it was fine. It's fine. The photo thing is just the best part of it. Like, it's, yeah, that shit is just absolutely hilarious.
It is.
All right. Any other parting thoughts on this episode before we get out of here?
No, solid mid-season episode with an iconic image that is seared into the minds of every Seinfeld fan.
Absolutely.
There you go.
All right. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye. Bow, 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 bow.
Really?